Okay. Today's share is going to be dedicated. Today's share is dedicated to Benji, Yudah Aryeh, Reuven, and Svi Engel something that's not here. The Engel State. He's not here. Whatever. Okay. Because, okay. First of all, I just want to recording? Very quickly.
Recording?
Yeah, it's recording.
Best share ever.
Okay. Okay. Start again. Now, we're going to quickly just a recap because of some questions. I'm very appreciative of the questions. I'm very honored that the Oilam are coming up here and there with asking me questions. It would be nice if the guys understood anything I was saying. No, but anyway, whatever. Very quickly, just recap some things that we're talking to make sure we got everything clear. And then we'll cut that for today and we'll continue the new rules next time. We were talking about something called a shva. Now, I am not talking about the little vertical lines underneath the words, right? The little vertical lines we talked about in previous shurim, that's talking about the things that give accent, either a semi-accent or a full accent of a word in a sitter, in the trap. We talked about something else. Right now, we are not discussing the little lines underneath the thing. Point A. Point B, we are talking about two dots, which I don't have a board here, but...
Vertical.
Two vertical dots underneath the word. They're underneath the word, not on top of the word. The two dots on top of the word, you have to ask the Baal Kriya what that is. But the two dots underneath the word, vertical dots underneath the word, vertical means like that. Those two dots underneath, it's called a shva, right? It's called a shva. We said there are two types of shva, and that's really what we're discussing now. You have something called a resting shva, a shva nach. Nach as in resting, meaning it does not have the sound. It doesn't have a sound. The way it's read is just the letter itself. Just like the lamed in the last letter of my name, Shmuel, the lul sound, has no, you don't have any sound to the lamed. So to every shva nach, you hear just the letter, you don't hear anything other than that. And then we have something called a shva na, which is the moving or an active shva, which you hear the shva, pronunciation of the shva, it's similar to a kind of like a segel. It's an ih sound, eh, as opposed to not a segel, which is an eh, but an ih sound, and that's what we have. It's called the shva no. So now we're discussing now the rules of shva no. We mentioned three basic rules, two of them which are for sure agreed upon, a third one which we'll discuss in a moment. The first two is at the beginning of a word. At the beginning of a word, every shva at the beginning of a word will be a shva na, because, like we said, a shva nach closes the previous vowel, meaning it's connected to the letter before it. Every resting shva, like the word Shmuel, the lamed at the end of the word, is connected to the aleph. It's not Shmuel, rather Shmuel, and the lamed closes the syllable connected to the previous letter, so every shva nach, whereas a shva na opens and starts the next syllable, and therefore you have to hear it as it starts the next sound, and therefore it's connected to the next letter and it's opening the syllable, and therefore a shva na, for example, at the beginning of every word will automatically, by definition, have to be a shva na, because there's nothing before it, so obviously it's connected to the next letter. So for example, shema or tefillin or those examples, or teruma, these are examples for, or shva, those are examples for shva na. That was rule aleph. Beis, we said the rules go according to aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. Hey, aleph is being the first letter, beis being the second of two consistent shvas. The second of two shvas. The first shva, for example, the word yishberu. So the first shva in yishberu, I can't write this down, so you guys gotta kind of picture this in your mind. Yishberu, right? Yud shin beis reish vav. Yud shin beis reish vav. So yishberu. The first shin is closing the syllable of the yud, yish, and the first shva is closing the syllable of the yud, yish, and the second shva under the beis, beru, is starting the next one. Obviously, it has to be that way because if you have two, the first one is obviously not going to be starting the next, and the second one is not concluding the first. So the first one concludes the first, and the second is starting to the next one. So the first one is a nach, the second one is a nach. Yish beru. And so we have a lot of examples. And then the fifth, aleph beis gimel dalet hey. Gimel and dalet we're going to skip for now, and hey is the fifth ha. The double similar letters. Now, just because of some questions were discussed today, I have 40 seconds, so very quickly, I'm going to say something which took me this long in a hour in my book. Very quickly, when you have two exact same letters, for example, in the word Yivarechecha, this is a rule that one of the Achronim about 500 years ago was Mechadish, and it seems like basically everybody accepted it, including the Gra and others. Yivarechecha. Because it's hard to pronounce the word Yivarechecha, so even according to the rules, it should have been Yivarechecha, which is hard to pronounce, so they were Mechadish, therefore you pronounce it as Shva Na, and therefore the word is pronounced Yivarechecha, Hinini. Hineni. That's the way, that's what the rule that was said. There's a discussion, this was discussed today, and looks like I'm not really going to get into it, I'll have to discuss it next time. When it's two similar letters, not the exact same letters, but for example, take a dalet and a taf, in the word va'avadetem, and we'll discuss this later, how to pronounce the correct, what is the correct pronunciation of the word va'avadetem, is it va'avadetem or va'avadetem, which we all say. And we'll talk about this next year. Thanks for listening.